Saturday, January 11th. For once, I'm actually looking forward to going to school on Monday. I can't wait to tell Brandon my plans. And once I join the newspaper staff, I'll be able to watch Mackenzie like a hawk, so she can't stir up trouble. The only thing that still worries me is my writing skills, because I am joining a newspaper. I mean, this could be as disastrous as signing up for an ice skating charity event when you don't even know how to ice skate. Duh. I remember the time I had to write my secret family recipe for crispy squares in our class recipe book back in second grade. The recipe book was a Mother's Day present. My grandma said that recipe had been in my family for 16 generations. Apparently, my ancestor, who was a pilgrim, served it as the official dessert at the very first Thanksgiving feast back in 1621. So I was more than a little surprised when a couple of months ago I was reading the back of the cereal box and found the exact same recipe. Can you believe that? OMG! Especially after all of that stuff my grandma had said about it being in our family since 1621. I was shocked and appalled that people could actually be so blatantly dishonest. Whatever happened to honesty and integrity? I mean, that huge cereal company should be ashamed of themselves for stealing our secret family recipe for crispy squares and plastering it all over their cereal boxes like that. I personally think we should consider taking legal action or something. However, since my writing skills weren't that good, the secret family recipe I wrote back in second grade was actually a lot different from the one on the cereal box. The family recipe I wrote back in second grade. Nikki's Crispy Squares. Secret family recipe. Ingredients. Number 1, 4 cups crispy rice bit cereal. Number 2, 1 stick butter. Number 3, something else, but I forgot what it was. Directions: place all ingredients in a pan, cook over low heat, cool, and eat. Enjoy! It was actually kind of embarrassing because I accidentally left out one of the main ingredients from the recipe. Hey, I was only 7 years old. Although, if it's supposed to be a secret recipe, why would you blab all of the ingredients? Anyway, my yummy butter-fried crispy squares had a lot less calories than the ones slathered with those sugary sweet melted marshmallows. Now that I think about it. Maybe my first article for the WCD school newspaper could be my delicious secret family recipe for crispy squares. Not.